This podcast replay is brought to you by BaptistHealth.net/ortho, the official sports medicine provider for the Miami Heat, Miami Dolphins, Florida Panthers, Inter Miami CF. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho for more information.
How can you draft Tannehill at 8 with the second round grade? Oh, yeah, this is the same GM that traded up to number 3 for Deion Jordan. Yeah. Yeah, but Lenny, you have no fucking idea. Like, I knew this information, and I didn't reveal this information until 15 years later. You know? Like, I knew this the entire time. And people were like, oh, you hate Tannehill. No, I don't hate Tannehill, dude. He's a great kid. I root for him and everything. But I know what he is. So I'm not going to make him out what he isn't, you know? And it was just one of those things. Can you imagine you hire a scout outside of your organization so you can get an outside opinion, not anybody in the organization, because you're afraid the people in the organization may not be fully honest with you, or you may not trust their opinion, or whatever it is. Clearly there was something that he, which by the way, I find that to be very smart as a GM to say, all right, let me go scout him on the outside, and then we're scouting him inside, and then we'll compare. So apparently my friend, who I knew for years, no, still know for years, for well over 25 years, he worked for several organizations. He was an excellent scout. And I used to go to, he was one of my go-to guys for info all the time. So when Ireland hires him, I'm like, you know, I'm like on cloud 9 here. Because I'm like, okay, I got insight on their draft, on what they're trying to do, who they're going. But I can't talk about it. I can't predict that they like Tannehill. I can't do any of that. I could have looked like an effing genius if I wanted to that day and said, you know, they're very interested in this kid, Ryan Tannehill. And then I would have looked like a genius. Wow, dude, you nailed the Tannehill pick. But people don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You understand? And so it's amazing to see that, like, you hire somebody and they give you the real grade, and you not only take them in the first round, you take them at number 8 overall. And to me, that's just, I will never reach for a quarterback. You if you're drafting one, have conviction, like serious conviction that you build. Not, oh, well, maybe if he does this or if that. No. You can't do that with a quarterback. Because more often than not, they're going to fail. Because quarterbacks fail like crazy, dude. Such a difficult position.